Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Yes, sir. All right, amen. Well, it's once again a privilege, and I got to tell you, an honor to come before you and just preach what thus saith the Lord.
Yes, sir.
I tell you, these days we don't preachers are not preaching what thus saith the Lord. They want to go by opinion, popularity poll, but we need to preach what thus saith the Lord. Is that all right?
Yes.
Amen. Well, I won't be before you long today. I just want to read a short scripture coming from Luke chapter 17, and it's 11 through 19. Luke 17, 11 through 19. I was able to visit with a friend this past Sunday, and the pastor preached on this, and I'm like, man, this was so good. I got so stirred up. And I say, man, I'm up next at Hilton, at Queen City Assistant Living.
Yeah.
And this, to me, seemed like the great message here. So here's how it goes. Luke 17, 11 through 19. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. That's important. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Good Lord Almighty.
Yeah.
And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Jesus knows some mouth there, doesn't he? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And listen to his response. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Let's pray. Father God, it's once again that we come, Lord God, just sitting in anticipation to your word today. Lord, we just thank you for your word that have been read. We ask let it be used, Lord, for a blessing for the hearers.
Yes.
And Lord God, we ask that you just bless today. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow, I love this. The 10 lepers. We've all heard this story before of the 10 lepers.
Yeah.
Well, let's give you a little bit of background of what leprosy is.
Yeah.
Leprosy in the Old Testament time was some type of skin disease or some type of debilitating disease that ate away at your limbs. I mean, it would eat at your hands. They would be numb, your feet. And whenever you're diagnosed with leprosy, you were an outcast to the community or to society. Many a time they put you off the side, and then you had to, whenever you come in close contact with somebody, you have to scream, unclean, unclean. Many a time they had to wear things around their hands because they had no feeling, because the rodents would eat at their hands, eat at their limbs, because they were numb. They wouldn't feel it. Sometimes it affected your nose and your throat. So it was a very, very bad disease. Now they were pretty smart because they, you know, so this stuff wouldn't spread. They isolated these people. But the interesting time about this one is we have 10 lepers. One of them is a Samaritan, and we can assume that some of them are Jews. Now, if you know, Jews and Samaritans never intermixed. They never intermixed. The Jews looked like the Samaritans was beneath them. They weren't any good. But when everything was on level ground.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.